98 FM, waking up in St. Louis, Phillips and Company, 642, heat advisory in effect through Friday. Does it bother me? Absolutely not, because I am a man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
Y98 FM, Sean Maury. He's the man. Every time we play that, people call and say, hey, where can I get it? Well, 1-800-96-SONGS. It's about $15. He's got two CDs. He's a very funny guy.
Yeah, everything on the CD is worth having, almost.
I hope he comes back sometime soon. He was a lot of fun to have in the studio, wasn't he?
Good guy.
Yeah. Sean Maury. 644, it's 86 already. Today's high about 98. And with a buckling look at the traffic today, the guy on the pavement, shoes on fire, Lance Hildebrand.
Yeah. You know, we haven't seen a lot of buckled pavement, which has been very surprising to me considering how hot it's been lately. We did have some problems out in Union yesterday. I'm Lance Hildebrand. Why? 98 FM traffic.
Thank you, Lance. What would it be like to be Michelle's classmate 30 years ago? 30. Back in time. What would it be like?
Wait,
stop cheating.
Chuck, stop looking over my shoulder.
30-year class reunion.
Yeah. It was truly amazing.
You still have a little Malox in the corner of your mouth.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pork roast was a little rough. The town drunk son fixed it. It was amazing. I remembered. It took a while, but I started remembering everybody once I read their name tags. Well,
isn't that funny how that works?
After 30 years, you really do have to look at the name tags. Do not even try with the faces. You need to play that little game with your head. Okay, I bet I can. Everyone you think you know turns out to be the spouse of someone who actually went to your school.
Yeah, and not somebody who actually went.
They come from Iowa or something. Here's the thing. There used to be a gang of four of us girls who hung out together. Now, one of them, Selena, she married a guy who believes in...
I loved her music.
Some religious sect. Yeah, she can't dance and can't drink and can't eat milk or something. I don't know, but whatever.
I can't eat milk either. Anybody?
Anyway, so she doesn't come to these anymore, so I haven't seen her for ages. One of them has gone to preferring women, and she came in a plaid shirt and khakis. Everybody else is wearing, you know, was all
that?
Dressed
what
up.
What was her name?
Chris, her name is.
Chris?
But she drinks too much. She's got those little veins on her cheeks. You know. So,
a little spidery.
Yeah. But here's the love story. Now, all of us in high school knew one couple, one friend of ours, who had an early love maybe from 8th or 9th grade, and they kept recycling back to that person, and they had very dramatic fights and would break up, and they'd go steady with other people, but they always went back. You know people like that. Well, it's funny because one of my other friends, Betsy, a few years ago, she had been through two marriages. She went home to arrange the 25th high school reunion. She was still married to her second husband. And she ran into this guy that she, in high school, had all these fights with but had always gone back to so many years ago. At the 30th reunion, they're married. She went home just to help put this reunion together, and she ends up marrying the
Kevin,
guy.
Kevin, a tissue.
No, it's please. Sweet. It shows that the first love can, for some people, be you never get over it for some people. And I thought that was adorable. Because he always used to come and cry on my shoulder whenever, you know, she'd dump him.
Did he keep recycling back to her, as you put it?
He had like four wives
married?
In between.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
No,
but,
that's romantic.
No, they were never happy with anyone else. But they did try.
No, that's red paint on that counter. That's not. That's what that is.
You know what I mean? There are always people that always had the next guy lined up before they'd break up with one.
So
you know?
Out of a class of how many did you have in your graduating class?
160.
How many showed?
About 70.
Well, that's not a bad representation.
No.
Who's the big star of your class now? Who made it the...
Yeah, who has the biggest farm?
Who has the biggest farm?
The roundest one.
Yeah. Well, we are in round barn territory up there. That's where we have the Round Barn Festival. But let me see.
You can never get cornered in a round barn.
I don't know.
That's what my mother used to say. Unless you get up to the loft.
I was just about to tell you that. That can happen up there, believe me. I'm trying to remember. No.
Nobody?
There's no big star there. Except for my sister-in-law told everybody I had a facelift.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
That is nasty.
I know.
It's because the fact is it was your whole body, you know. And
no.
You might as well take credit.
I had my upper eyelids done 3 or 4 years ago by at Park Central, had that fat taken on my upper eyelids. But for heaven's sake, she told everybody. So everybody's looking at me like going, yeah, you think she looks good? Well, she's had a facelift.
She looks a little like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, she's telling, you know, this is terrible. This is terrible.
Now, be honest with me here, okay?
Okay.
Did they show video highlights of the years gone by on your forehead?
No.
That was my guess that, you know, that's why they invited you.
Remember Dibble? Her forehead is very high.
But that is a good idea. Hopefully you'll bring that idea up for yours.
Well, I already have the twin screen on my ass here.
Kids Sports World presents Unforgettable Moments in Kids Sports.
Don't miss it.
Good morning, 6:53 with Guy and Michelle and Romantics, What I Like About You, and that's just about everything. I'm talking to the $100,000 bag of money we've got sitting here.
There is no bad angle on a bag of money.
No, there really
isn't. You notice that?
You know, you can drive around with it in your car. It almost looks like a human head.
You're not embarrassed to be seen with it?
Not at all. You know, stuff it down your pants. Get lucky. Have fun. $100,000. We're going to try and give it away. We'll qualify you this morning. Guaranteed to give you $100 just for the effort of calling in. And then you are absolutely guaranteed, if we call your name out on August 14th, of winning $5,000. It's pretty cool stuff. Okay, where are we? Oh, yeah, listen, I want to do this. We've got a new sponsor on the show, the Comedy Forum out in St. Charles. It's about time funny stuff and funny people started coming to St. Charles. So many people live out in St. Charles.
Oh, yeah.
And the Metroplex, that we're thrilled to have the Comedy Forum as one of our sponsors now. They officially open tonight. The soft opening was like, they call it a soft opening. They have all the, you know, friends and employees and just do the dry run through, you know, and have some fun. And that's when you can break glasses and spill drinks and stuff.
Yeah, the waitresses, they see which ones are real clumsy. And
right. And then they, you know, those are all fired today.
Them.
They're gone. They were gone as of about midnight last night. Pink slip and an axe in the back of their head. But Greg Morton is going to be playing there tonight through the weekend. Let's give away some tickets, but I want to do that to people who live out in St. Charles because I don't want anybody taking tickets like from Metro East and not going, okay? Because they have 300 seats in the place. We want to get it jam-packed. And as a matter of fact, every Friday at the Comedy Forum in St. Charles, we will have our very own Y98 booth for both shows. And,
awesome.
Yeah,
oh,
then
cool.
that's snacks and drinks and stuff, and we'll set you up and you'll see a great show. And nobody will pick on you from the stage because you're far enough back in a booth that they know you're important.
Yes, but you can see well where you are.
Right. Again, Comedy Forum opens tonight. Shows are at 8 and 10:15. There's no drink minimum. It really is a cool, cool place. They are located off the South Service Road in Cave Springs, right behind the Bob's Big Boy in the HQ Plaza.
I know where it is.
You know exactly where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to be there tomorrow night for Greg Morton's show
at 8
o'clock.
You know who Greg Morton is, don't you?
Yeah, we've had him on the show before.
He's the guy that did the Barney with your Fred.
Right, exactly. You know, when we were just sitting here doing
that.
Oh,
yeah, Fred and Barney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do a pretty good Fred Flint. What?
Well, if he's...
Maybe get on stage?
If you're going to be there in the audience, I think you owe it to him to get up there do an impromptu
do
Fred
yell
and Barney.
Just yell it out. Just start, hey, Y98, good morning.
Hi.
Comedy Forum tickets?
Yep.
Absolutely. You live in St. Charles?
Yep.
You want to laugh?
Yes.
We're going to send you to the show. Okay, hang on one sec, okay?
Okay,
so, Court, we got line three. Okay. Hi, you live out in St. Charles?
Yes, I do.
Comedy Forum tickets on the way to you. Thanks.
Thanks.
How many you need?
Two.
How about 20?
Okay,
no,
how
I'm
about
kidding.
20?
All right. I like it when they say two. If somebody said one, I'd probably hang up on them. Just one. I'm just going alone. I saw one guy sitting in the front row at a comedy show. He's by himself. He had a pink sweater on. He was dead from the get-go.
I guess.
Hi, 188.
Hi.
Yeah, I live out in St. Charles?
I sure do.
All right, hang tight. We've got tickets for you to Comedy Forum, okay?
Thank you.
Very good. There you go. The newest comedy shop in town, Comedy Forum. Number for reservations or information, 498-1234. St. Louis's biggest variety. No other radio station can match us. Ha! Here are the Romantics. And What I Like About You on Y98 FM.